You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Honest AF Show with me, Daniela Clark.
And me, Barbara Ann Wild.
And it's taking me a second to catch up to my life today.
Well,
I don't know why.
Absolutely gorgeous today. You get all glowy going on here today.
Thank you, Barb. It's why I keep you around. I'll give you your $5 later. Oh, my God. And, of course, we have Crocodile in here, and he's already farting. Wonderful.
Oh, he's just loving me today. So I'm seeing him with rose-colored glasses.
So I have a dilemma that I got to pass by you
today. Oh, no.
Because this keeps happening, and I just don't even know. I don't know. We're living in crazy times. But, you know, my gorgeous friend, Isabel, is in town from the south of France.
Oh, yeah.
They're my friends that live in the south of France. They're the most incredible couple. They're so cool. He's becoming one of the most important, impressionists of our time. He's an artist. And they're just a beautiful, lovely family, and they have invited us over to their house for dinner tonight. And I was really excited to go, and I wanted to catch up with them and all that, because they're not always in town. But then I got a text from them this morning saying that he has a bit of a cold.
Okay.
And the cold started last week, and he's tested negative, but full disclosure, he does have a little bit of a cold. So do we still want to make it or not?
Okay.
What would you do?
I don't know. That is a tough call these days because, you know, I feel like Sabbath and I tested negative so many times. You've tested negative.
Yeah.
And there is no doubt in my mind over this holiday break that we had something more than a cold, even though, you know, COVID, I mean, the coronavirus is a cold.
Yeah.
It just happens to be a deadly one.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to see you sick. And the fact that they're telling you, you know, it's kind of, I probably would, I mean, they're not going to be here for much longer. So you won't be able to see them if you don't go today.
Yeah. They're not here for much longer.
I don't know what I would do. What would you?
I would go.
Yeah, I'm afraid. I don't know. I think if you could, I mean, you said they're going to be in town for another couple weeks.
Yeah. Like, should we reschedule?
I would. Or that's what I would do.
Phil, what would you do? You'd reschedule? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I kind of put it through third degree a little bit this morning. I was like, well, how long has he been sick? What are his symptoms? How many tests has he taken?
Yeah. Screenshot the negative test results, please.
I know. It's so freaking weird. It's just like, you know, it's like, I don't want to sound like a ninny and be like, well, you know, how many tests has he had? What's this? What's that? But on the other hand, I also don't want a cold.
I hear you.
Not only do I not want the virus, but I don't want a cold either. No, thank you.
No, and it definitely hastens your ability to do other things because then, you know, if we want to have a guest on and you end up with a cold, then it's, well, you know, I have a cold. Then it's just a chain reaction.
It's chain reaction. But then she sent me another text, a follow-up text, which really got me.
Uh-oh.
Got me really where it hurts because you'll understand this. And she said, are we still on? I sure hope so. I even washed my hair and got it done today.
Aw. Yeah, okay, I get it. Aw.
Yeah, so I
think I would
know.
Say, you know what? We've all been sick and we've got so much going on.
Yeah.
Maybe maybe can you do next week or?
Yeah, you know? It's just so weird. So I don't know. I mean, last night there was another birthday party at a bar down the street here. And one of Gilby's and my friends, but more so Gilby's friend. And so the guys all went to the bar and went and hung out and had drinks and stuff. And I didn't go because I was just like, I'm not going to go sit in a bar right now. I don't want to.
Yeah, it's kind of, it feels that like that time again. I mean, I'm almost wondering every minute I'm getting another, you know,
text
alert
yeah.
that so many flights have been canceled yeah. or postponed since
the or holidays. Is it just one of those things where you just kind of get it, get the antibodies, get it over with? We're all vaxxed. We're all boosted. You know, it's not going to be serious. It's going to be like a cold. Just get it and move on with your life. You know, it's like.
Yeah, I can't risk it because Sabbath hasn't been vaccinated yet. So I can't
right,
take a chance.
Right, you have a little kid.
And they're yeah. saying that the Omicron, even though for people that are, you know, vaccinated and boosted, it seems to be just. If you, it's mild illness for yeah. most people,
yeah.
but little people are getting really sick because it's yeah. upper respiratory.
Yeah. yeah.
And yeah. I, you know, he
yeah,
was so sick for the last 4 weeks. I can't take a chance. Yeah. Hendricks, the UCs now have, well, they all started this semester, or this quarter, remote for the first 2 weeks. Now UCI has over 10% positive rate right now. So now they've taken the online all the way to the 31st and requiring a booster. They're requiring testing, masks, all of that again to go back to in person at the beginning of February. And Hendricks came home the other day. He's in an off-campus apartment. He's got two roommates. One of them is tested positive when he came back from Christmas. And so Hendricks came home the other day for a few things, but he stayed in the car. I ran everything out to him. And
yeah, don't come in.
I told him, you know, and it's very hard to get Zach to follow the protocol.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah. Zach was like, went right up to give him a hug and a kiss. I'm like, Zach, please, we can't get Sabbath sick.
Yeah.
So, and Hendricks was like, I can't go in. I'm not taking a chance and getting
yeah.
Sabbath
yeah,
sick. So
yeah.
I don't know, you know, and that's my kid
yeah.
that I didn't want to, you know, not
know.
Hug and kiss, but it's like, dude, you've had an exposure now that we know of for a fact. You're
yeah.
going to sit in the car and
yeah.
I'll run your, you know, wash out to you.
Well, that's the thing is like, Gilby went to the bar and then I was like, well, I should have just gone then because
what's the difference, right?
what is the difference? If he goes and I don't go, he's still going to come home and,
true.
You know, so I don't know. I don't
know. I would say if it's a possibility and they're still going to be here, I would postpone it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking about that. So I asked Frankie too. She's like, postpone it.
yeah.
Which brings me to another actually funnier story. Because that one wasn't funny
okay.
at all. I went to lunch with a couple of the girls the other day. And I'll keep her name out of it. But I'll tell you off the mics. But
I might be able to figure it out by the story.
yeah. Oh, my God. It's so funny. So I went to lunch with two of the girls. And we were chit-chatting and talking about what we all did for the holidays and stuff. And of course, I told them my hailing story of what happened to me. And then one of them was saying that she had just gone out of town with her boyfriend to go to visit his family.
Okay.
And they were at the airport and they had checked their luggage and they were going through security. And all of a sudden, she gets paged to come to the airline desk. And so she goes to the airline desk, and there's a lady there, you know, one of the ladies from an airline representative there. And she says, I'd like to ask you if there's anything in your luggage
oh, no.
that you did not declare that could either be dangerous or, you know, forbidden to be in your luggage, explosive or anything like
oh,
that.
Geez.
And she said, no, absolutely not. No, there's nothing. And she said, okay, well, the reason why we paged you is because your luggage is vibrating.
I've had that happen to me before, but they've opened the luggage and I've had to like declare my...
Oh my God. She was so embarrassed. She's like, oh my God, Daniela, my freaking vibrator. It turned itself on and was vibrating in my luggage.
That's hysterical.
I was like, can you imagine how many times that has happened?
It happens all the time. And especially because I never check my bags.
Yeah.
unless I'm with Zach, because he always has to check bags. So I'm like, if he's going to check them, I may as well. But when I travel by myself, I just roll right through. And Zach's always like, make sure you bring my buddy, my tag team partner, is what he calls him. And I'm like, yeah, but if I'm traveling with the kids or I'm traveling by myself, I don't want, if I don't check in the bag, I don't want to be standing there when TSA says, is this your bag? And then they open it for everybody. And it's like,
can you imagine how many times that happens to them?
It's happened to me more than once. So I'm like, now from now on, unless it's just completely silicone and it will scan right through with no looking dangerous or anything. I mean, it is mortifying. TSA must have like, you know, one of those storyboards.
Yeah.
With like I'm the sure funniest they do. Stories
I'm
ever.
I'm sure they do. But you know, I was like, well, what did they do? Did they make you go through your luggage and shut it off? Did they pull the luggage out of the conveyor belt? Did they load it onto the plane like that? Is it vibrating like that all the way to where your destination point? She goes, yeah, they just left it in there and it was vibrating the whole time for 2 hours.
That's the problem with these new ones that don't take batteries that you charge because they could still have a charge in them. So there's no way, at least with batteries, you could take the batteries out and you're like, okay, I'm good. It's not going to do anything crazy. I had the silliest, craziest story happen to me a long time ago. When Zach would be on the road, whenever I would pick him up from LAX, we would go like right to a hotel and spend the night, because once we got home with all the kids and everything, it was just everyone monopolized his time and there was like no time for us to be alone. And especially if Zach was in Europe or something for like 8 weeks or 6 weeks, that he needed like at least 6-7 hours to sleep, so I would pick him up from the airport. So this one time, usually I would go and set up the room and have everything so that I would just grab him from LAX and then we would not have to check in and all that. So one day he would give me this list of what he wanted to see me wearing, what he wanted me to bring, blah, blah, blah. It was like this like running, sexting between us before texts. But it was like, oh, I want you to wear this and I want you to bring this and whatever.
Oh, God, so it sounds exhausting.
It was actually really fun. So I checked in at the hotel and at that time, the hotel, it was Ma Maison. It was right across the street from the Beverly Center. Now it's something else.
Oh, yeah,
else.
I remember that place.
What's this? Gerber bought it. And I think it's part of a chain now. But anyway, but that was our hang because we could walk to all of our favorite restaurants and everything the next morning. So I go to check in at the front desk and I needed a luggage cart because I had all of my paraphernalia with me. And
these are the secrets to... Miss Wilde's long marriage.
Yeah, exactly. Marital aids is what Zach calls them too. So I'm at the desk checking in and my bag is with the bellman with like all of my stuff to go up to the room once I get my keys. And my bag is like vibrating and it's loud. And I'm like at the desk and I'm not really paying attention because it was kind of a distance from me. So this guy behind me was like, excuse me. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, excuse me. I said, what's up? And he's like, your bag, it's vibrating. And then everybody that was on multiple lines are all looking at me. And I was like three shades of burgundy. And I go over and I go, oh, I reached in. Fortunately, I was able to like reach in my bag without exposing anything and dump in the batteries. And I'm like, my electric toothbrush is so loud. I apologize, everybody. But, I was able to do that and say it was an electric toothbrush, but it was like mortifying.
Yeah.
I
was going to say, if it was the 90s or something or early 2000s, you could say it was your pager.
But I said it was my electric toothbrush. I was kind of savvy, but it was, I knew 90% of the people.
That's some pretty quick thinking. They all knew you lied.
It's, Zach and I have that all the time. I'm like, put it in your bag. You're checking your luggage in. I am not taking that through TSA and being like, and it's always like the person who just like thinks it's the funniest thing in the world and makes like a big production out of it.
I'm like, oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, can you imagine if I was a TSA agent, I'd be on the floor screaming. I would be beside myself. Definitely 12-year-old me would come out.
You are exactly, I swear, I think that's why I love you so much. One of the reasons, you are literally the female version of my husband. You and Zach are so much alike. Your sense of humor. Zach will always be like, send this to Daniela. I'm like, yeah. I'll send it to her because I am never giving you her phone number, yeah. And vice versa. Well, you could have his, but I'm never, ever sharing yours because you'll be getting spammed with porn 24/7.
Oh my God. It sounds like a fun time. What else is going on with you, Miss Barbara Ann Wild?
Well, I'm about to go on a little trip, which I'm excited about. Zach's birthday's coming up, and we decided to finally launch his podcast for his birthday. So
do you
we're
think
going
Zach
to New York.
Will have us on his podcast?
I don't
as
know.
Guests? Probably
I
not.
Don't know if we'll, like, you know. I mean, if he does, he'll definitely monopolize. He takes over whatever he does. It's funny because he's doing it with his bassist.
He's probably like, I don't want you broads on my show.
Well, you know, it's like the He-Man Woman Haters Club type of the thing. I think it's just, you know, total dude muso to talk guitar and shop, because all of his social media vehicles have been more like his goofy side or his tutorials that he does with guitar solos and stuff. Zach could be a musical historian. He is so knowledgeable about music and the history of music and musicianship and gear and things that people would not know about him unless you're intimately, you know, his friend or someone that works with him. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's a good place for that to live.
Yeah.
And because JD is such his bassist in his band and one of his closest friends, JD, is going to do it with him. And JD's, you know, went to the Berklee School of Music. JD's an incredible musician, total virtuoso. And I think the two of them are going to talk shop.
So I think it could be like a rock and roll version of Howard Stern, you know, like.
I think that's what Zach would love for it to be, but I don't know. I'm hoping that
that's
does
how
something.
I feel it look.
You know, who knows how it'll evolve, but I think that they're going to set out with it kind of being more, a little bit more, you know, deep cuts, a little more, you know,
okay,
serious, but I don't know. You
with
know?
Zach, I doubt that.
there is that side of him, though. Like, if he wakes up after he has his several shots of Valhalla Java espresso and he gets on the phone, God knows I don't want to be the one that he has to talk to. So I make sure I'm scarce. And then he ends up calling one of his friends and they talk shop hours. Yeah. They'll talk about the fifth bar of that Eddie Van Halen solo or something. And they'll talk about it for 2 hours. I'm like, I'm out. So I'm hoping that's where that kind of stuff will live.
Did you see that? Speaking of Eddie Van Halen, did you see that Valerie Bertinelli?
I did. I actually took an excerpt from it and sent it to Zach yesterday. Yeah. The two of us were bawling from a story that she told, knowing Ed as intimately as... Actually, I knew him pretty well, too, but Zach was pretty close to him.
Yeah.
And I'm going to buy the book. I need to read the book. I mean, I know some of the stories, but it'll be interesting. I would love to have her on. Sharon is close with her. I'm going to see if maybe Sharon could... you know, make a call or two.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
She's incredible.
Yeah, she really is. Oh my God, I used to watch her from like way back
and
when.
Sabbath adores her because she does all those cooking shows and she does the Children's Baking Championship show.
Right.
And so we watch her and Zach's like, Sabbath is like, you know, you've met Valerie Bertinelli. I love Valerie. And Zach's like, yeah, dude. And so it would be amazing.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah. Do you ever watch the British baking?
Sometimes,
Frankie and I watch that.
Yeah,
it's
good.
So fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really good show.
We love all those shows.
Yeah.
They're really fun. I hate cooking, but I love to watch other people cook.
I got asked years ago to be a judge on one of those shows.
Oh,
I think it was Cupcake Wars. They wanted
Zach
me to be a guest judge
on
that.
One of those for one day.
Was he?
Yeah. Blasco, when he first started working with us, he's like, we need to get him on some of these shows because he'll be great. But Zach, I have to tell you something so funny. Zach is he cannot be a judge. Uh-huh. He just can't do it. He cannot tell someone that they suck and he cannot choose a winner.
Uh-huh.
He feels like, who am I to trash someone's dreams?
Right.
Like Zach, people have asked him many times, like, would you guest judge on one of these like talent shows?
Right, right.
Zach's like, I can't do it. I just can't.
Gilby
just
did a good job when he did his.
I'm sure.
I don't know if you ever saw it. When Gilby did, he did Rockstar Supernova.
And
it was on.
I remember when he did that. I don't know if I think I watched maybe one or two of the episodes.
It was on NBC. It was a Mark Burnett production. It was really good. It was him and Tommy Lee from Motley Crue and Jason Newsted from Metallica. And they were looking for their new, and I thought Gilby did really good because he wasn't mean. He gave them constructive criticism. He tried to kind of help them along. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And he was really good at that, actually.
Zach would be a good coach,
yeah,
but he couldn't be the guy to say, you're out.
Yeah.
Like, there's just no way. He's like, I could never do that to somebody.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
People think like Zach's so ballsy, but he's not when it comes to that kind of stuff. He's just like, you know, your words could derail somebody.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So he's just like, I can't do it.
Yeah. It is kind of tough. I've been in that position a couple times and it's like, it's not as easy as one would think.
No.
You're like, oh God.
Yeah.
What are we going
to
do now?
That would be hard to do.
Yeah. It is hard to do. I did it once for the Fashion Institute that asked me to come in for all the kids that were graduating. So part of their graduation requirement was to showcase their designs. And they brought in judges and it was me and Monique Lhuillier.
Oh, nice.
And I forgot who else it was, but we had to come in and judge all their designs.
Right.
And oh God, I kept looking at every single one of the students like they were my daughter, like they
of
were
course.
Frankie. And I just didn't want to criticize anybody.
Right.
And I wanted them all to win. So it's really challenging to do that.
It would be
that.
Really hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It is really challenging. You try to be helpful. I guess that's the best you can do. Yeah, we've got going on. Gilby's got something cool happening soon. We just got asked to do like a residency. And he's going to do a residency starting in February. And it's totally different than what he's been doing. It's going to be like a little blues
killer
thing.
Where?
So I think that's going to be really cool. I don't remember the name of the club. I'll have to
once
we get closer, I'll tell you all the information.
Fun.
But yeah, that'll be fun. And what's cool about it always for me is that he's been practicing for it. He's been rehearsing.
Yeah.
And so the guys are coming over and I get to hear all this great.
That's fun.
Great music. And the other night, because our piano is in our living room.
Right.
Him and Teddy Andriatis.
Right.
Producer Lisa's husband came over and the two of them were just going to town. And it was just
so cool.
Such a blast, like sitting there. I was actually working. So I was on my computer working and I just was listening to them play the whole time. It was just great.
Yeah, it's one of the luxuries that we have.
Yeah,
you know,
being married to musicians, we get to listen to them play all the time,
which is
so fun.
It's also the bane of my existence sometimes.
Yeah.
I think yesterday, Zach has guitars all over the damn house. I mean,
oh my God, Barb, I was thinking the same thing. Gilby keeps this house as a storage locker. There is stuff everywhere in every nook and cranny in this house.
It just makes me crazy.
Equipment.
I'm like, I said, could you take those guitars off the couch, please? Cleaning the house and I'd like to be able to sit on the couch, maybe. And he's like, isn't this my house too? I'm like, yeah. And you have a full room. We gave you one of the entire bedrooms that is filled to, now it's in quadruples of guitars everywhere.
Yeah.
And you have a recording studio that has guitars and equipment in every single little space that there could be. And you have five storage units, three of which have guitars and equipment. So I would think that like, we can sit on our couch and maybe that tells you that you should like start selling some of your guitars or take some of them to the storage unit
right. Or
do something with them because, I mean, what are we supposed to like, you know, I'm going to be on
live amongst
of hoarders.
The guitars.
I'm like, we have 10 acres. Do all 10 have to have guitars on them? Is this my house too? Yeah, it's your house, but it's not your storage locker. And it's not. And then he gives me the whole, we wouldn't have this house if it wasn't for these guitars. I'm like, oh.
Oh, my God.
I need my own house.
Yeah.
I'm able to maintain my shoe collection.
Right?
It stays in where it's supposed to be.
I say you take your shoes and start throwing them all out on the couch. Put your shoes everywhere.
Putting my shoes all over the couch and my sunglasses and then say, hey, babe, do you think you could put them away?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, let's see if he wants to sit down on a pair of shoes while he plays guitar.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Pair of stilettos.
Might pique his interest into something else, and then that's a whole other thing, because it'll always be
God.
Like, those shoes, you know, those are bedroom shoes. I'm like, oh, dear Lord. Even these things. I'm like, I'm going to end up kicking you in the face. This is solid wood. You don't want these up near your ears, Zach Wilde. I promise you that. But he's just like, oh no, I want to see you in those and just like
a pair of
like, you know, little, you know, panties and a tank top. I'm like, okay, Zach, but when I kick you in the head and you're in the hospital with a concussion, it'll be because you want these, like, you know, he calls these my kiss boots.
Oh my God. He's hilarious. I just got an announcement that my Jaws has stopped cleaning because it's stuck. My little vacuum cleaner thing.
Oh, your robot.
My robot,
Roomba,
yeah.
Whatever you call it.
Yeah, whatever they're called. Roombas or whatever. Roombas. I don't know what the hell they're called.
I call him Jaws. The memes. Do you watch all the memes of the animals that sit on
Oh, my God. They sit on top of them and they ride them around the house.
Oh, my God. It's so funny. There was one the other day with two bunnies. These people had bunnies and the bunnies sat on them and they were going all over the place. And it was the funniest thing ever. I'm like, Roomba should just use all these as their ads.
Seriously.
They don't even need to do commercials.
It's so cute. Well, is it, have we gabbed enough? Is it time for Barb's Bag of Tricks?
Sure.
I actually have something today for it too.
Then you go.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay, so you probably saw this because I saw it and I was like, oh, I'm sure Barb has seen this. Remember when we had Tracy Cox, of course, the sex author on the show? I follow her on Instagram and she posted a probiotic for your vagina.
No, I did not see this.
Okay, so it is called, wait, let me think about it for a second here. Let me get to it. Oh, it's called Bonafide. Bonafide. And it is balanced for your vaginal
microbes, probably.
Yeah, whatever. So it says, new year, new vagina. Weren't expecting that, were you? She says,
I love her.
I know, she's funny. She goes, I rarely promote products, but this really has helped. It's a probiotic for good vaginal health.
Awesome.
And apparently it's like a lot of women experience either during menopause or even just with their periods, women can experience itching and some kind of discomfort. And this really helps with that.
So that's great.
I looked it up because I was like, whoa, what is this? And it's available on Amazon. It's cheap. It's just a probiotic. And actually, you can follow them. They have a lot of feminine health products. And you can follow them on Instagram. They're called Hello Bonafide. So at Hello Bonafide.
Tracy recommends it, then I'm all about it because
that
lady knows her stuff. So.
She really does. So I don't know. I thought that was kind of interesting.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. I haven't been on social media all that much lately. I've been so busy that I'm trying to get through everything. But when you start following, the more people you follow, the harder it is to get through everything.
Yeah. I know. And you go down that rabbit hole. A couple of my friends and I were actually talking about this as New Year's resolutions is like taking a break from social media, like kind of kicking back from it a little bit. Not for me. I enjoy it. I think it's fun.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think that it's, you know, you're not hurting anybody, you know, but I guess
people spend too much time on it.
Yes.
And it takes them away from what they're supposed to be doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's a distraction.
I have a bag of tricks and it's not as exciting or interesting. It has nothing to do with the vajayjay, but... Okay,
well, we have other parts, Barb.
Well,
they all
not
need
according
love.
To Zach Wilde.
They all need love.
So I got this for you, and I got one for me, and I got one for Randy.
It's leopard, and it looks exciting.
It's leopard because it's for you, but it comes in like 30 different prints or not prints or colors or whatever. Okay, so this is a BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed did a list of 50 products that you need that you didn't know you need, but you absolutely need, and they've got like hundreds or thousands of 5-star reviews from verified purchasers. And this is called the Lay and Go. It's a washable cosmetic bag. It's by a woman owned company. Of course, a woman had to think of this because this is so cool. I don't know about you, but whenever I go anywhere, even in my own house to do my makeup, I lay everything out. Because it's hard to see, especially when you're going in a makeup bag, but especially in hotels.
Yeah.
I'll put a white towel down and I'll lay all my stuff down when I'm going to do my makeup to get ready to go out. Well, this is so cool. This is a makeup bag and it has a zipper compartment, so you can put jewelry in it as well. But it's it's lay and go because you open it up and it's on like a drawstring. You open it up and you can lay all of your products out. It's completely sanitary.
That?
And then when you're done, instead of having like, Zach calls me Hurricane Wild because usually my shit's everywhere. You just pull the drawstring, you use the little toggle and it's all closed.
Oh my God,
it weighs nothing. It fits in your purse.
And I love that it's washable because my makeup bag always looks like a fucking crime scene.
It's so great. You got to open it up. It is so rad.
That's so
I got the pink camo one for me. I got you, Leopard. I got Randy.
I love clever ideas like this.
This is so great. Yeah. Especially because, you know, we're all so worried about being sanitary and, you know, it's just so cool. It opens all the way up. You lay your stuff in it.
How cool.
And then you close it and it's a makeup bag.
Yeah, it's super cool.
It's so, and it has a, you could hang it like on a hanger, like a hook in the bathroom. And it's so cute.
How rad is that? That's
amazing. It weighs nothing.
Yeah.
It's so super cute.
That's very cute.
I love it. And I've been using it like crazy. I mean, Randy and
Was it expensive, Barb?
No, it was like $29. And that's the middle size one. The smaller one is $23.
I love that it's black on the inside too.
Yeah, well, like I said, they're all different colors. There's some that are colored on the inside. I actually got myself a pink camo one and the inside is pink because I was thinking about it. Most of my makeup brushes and most of my stuff is black. So I'm like, it's going to be invisible on it. So I got one purposefully that it was light on the inside.
That's funny, all my makeup brushes are Morphe and they're pink.
There you go. So it'll be great for you.
So it'll work perfect.
Very rarely do I see things that are Leopard that I don't think of you. So I'm like, I have to get Randy. And it was funny because Randy loves Leopard like you, but I got her.
I'm going to have to get one of these for Frankie because you know what?
So great.
It's great for her for when she goes on tour.
And
she
lays
all her makeup out and has
and
to
they
take
have three
it
different sizes. So you can get her like, you know, the bigger one for like even her, like, you know, if she brings a hair dryer or whatever, and it's got a zipper, so you can put stuff that you don't want to fall out. It's killer.
Very, very clever. I love that.
Very great.
Thank you.
Yeah, amazing purchase. BuzzFeed, that was great list. I also, actually, I brought you another thing, but this isn't for Bag of Tricks. This is, it will be for Bag of Tricks if it turns out to be great, but this was also on this list. And then I have something that I want to share that I actually have been using that I love, but this is by that amazing company, Rock.
I like them. They make great hair products.
Incredible, very therapeutic products. They work. They're no frills. They're really amazing. They're at a really amazing price point. This one is a deep wrinkle night cream.
And it's a different company than what I was thinking of.
If it does what all of these verified purchasers on BuzzFeed say, this stuff is like a miracle in a tube. So I bought one for you and one for me for us to be guinea pigs.
Visibly reduces wrinkles by up to 50%, even
and
deep wrinkles. Damn.
You have to read the reviews on this product.
Oh,
so
I'm going to use it tonight.
I got one for you and one for me. You will be sun sensitive because it has a very strong amount of retinol in it.
Uh-huh.
So the next day, it's definitely something you want to use at night. The next day, you're going to have to use a sunscreen or be very conscious of the sun because you will be more sun sensitive. Sensitive, but apparently it works. So
yeah, it's got like a timeline of what it does.
Yeah,
and it says that instantly your skin is hydrated, and then in 4 weeks' time your skin appears more radiant, and signs of I can't see it. It's so the writing is so small, but anyways, so it says that ultimate results in 12 weeks wrinkles are visibly reduced by up to 50% in 12
You
weeks.
Should see so many people really organically posted before and afters of themselves with this. It's astounding.
Really?
And all different statures of ages. Everyone from like, you know, late 20s to, there were a couple women that were like in their 70s. Hugely noticeable difference.
Wow.
Especially in skin texture.
Oh, incredible. Okay.
So we'll
now
report
they need
back
to make
everybody.
A big tub of it so you can put it all over your body.
We're going to bathe in it.
Yeah.
But it's a little too, but it was really reasonably priced. I think it was like $30 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But it's supposed to, everyone says it lasts a long time because you're only supposed to use like put like the size of maybe a pea on your finger and then dot, 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 and then put it on. Don't go crazy.
Okay.
More is not better with a product like this.
Yeah. All right.
Just consistency.
That's cool. That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. So we'll check that out to everybody and we'll let you know
if it really works, if my wrinkles have reduced.
So this I have been using, and this, I don't know if you use these, Daniela, but I was feeling, you and I have been talking about it. I have been feeling so congested in my skin, especially near the holidays. I don't know if it was the stress, because sometimes, usually when I break out, it's the under the skin, and I rarely break out, but when I do, it's the under the skin.
Yeah, I've been
super painful
thing.
Cysts.
Yeah,
and usually around my mouth.
Yeah,
or like my jawline or whatever. Yeah. And also masks. I feel like, you know, we're wearing masks like crazy again. I mean, you and I really never stop, but it's been like, you know, constant, so that it feels more like my skin feels congested.
Right.
So I went in my closet, which is completely filled with products, and I was like, oh my goodness, I forgot that I had these. So it's Peter Thomas Roth, who I'm a huge fan. His stuff always, I've never used one of his products that I've thought hasn't worked.
Yeah.
Like they work. They're not just a bunch of like feel good things. That's like really almost medicinal. Some of them are medicinal products, but this is amino acid exfoliating peel pads. He calls them Peptide 21. It's a Peter Thomas Roth. It's like the old fashioned jar with the little cloths that you take out, which are soaked in the amino acids. So it's peptide building amino acids, but it's got 20% exfoliating complex with phytic acid, salicylic acid. It helps to reduce the look of your pores. It decongests your skin, uneven skin tone, texture, fine lines and wrinkles. It also has vitamins A and E, chamomile, green tea. It's alcohol free, so it won't dry you out. And it's pH balanced. These are amazing. I used a couple nights and I felt like
And you just take the pad and just kind of go.
Yeah, you just kind of like the way you used to do back when you were a teenager with those clear cell pads.
Yeah.
You just kind of, you know, wash your face and then use them. You don't really need to use anything afterward, although you can use a moisturizer. These really work. I felt like I instantly, like the next day, my pores started to feel like they were clearing out, and I didn't peel or anything, but it just felt
your skin felt cleaner.
Yes.
Yeah.
It really feels like it was loosening anything up, and I really love these. So this is
nice.
I'll post this on our Instagram and our website, and I will link it when we air the show, but I highly recommend these.
Awesome.
Good stuff.
Well, thank you, Miss Wild, for your awesome bag of tricks as usual. So I think that how far away are we? We're good? Okay.
Yeah.
So
Phil's finished hearing us gab.
Yeah, he's like, enough with the fucking product.
It's probably his New Year's resolution.
Let it go.
Keep these ladies to 45 minutes because I have to go and listen to the show and edit it and make sure that they're, but anyway.
Exactly. So. All right. Well, thank you very much, Ms. Barbara Ann Wild, for your bag of tricks. And make sure to let us know. Hit us up on our socials if you want us to review any other products or try anything that you're curious about. Honest AF Show is our Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. HonestAFShow.com is our website. And until next time, take care of yourself.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. We obviously need to do a disclaimer here, so we want you to know we are not doctors or experts by any stretch of the imagination. We are just a couple of gals that are looking for magical products, procedures, and experiences, and in our quest, we will share our honest as fuck opinions with you. So please make sure before you try anything we talk about that you know your own restrictions and do so at your own risk. Not blame us for any of your issues. We're just experimenting too.
Did you guys hear about that couple that went on vacation and one spouse murdered the other? In fact, the entire vacation was planned, just so that they could make the murder look like an accident.
Ah, so like a slaycation.
Oh boy, sounds like a fun new true crime podcast to me.
On every episode of Slaycation, we'll examine true cases of people who were killed while on vacation.
Was it murder? Or just a horrible accident? That's up to you and the law to decide.
But either way, if you leave for your vacation in the plane and come home under the plane, you've definitely gone on a Slaycation.
Join us every week for a fascinating new episode.
911, what's your emergency?
But make sure to pack your body bags,
because getting away can be murder.
This is Slaycation.